The 10-mile loop of trails around Lady Bird Lake in Austin is one of the best-loved outdoor spaces in the city. Each year, more than 1.5 million visitors come to jog, to walk, or to bicycle along its paths. But sometimes they need a place, well, to go. The Lady Bird Lake Hike and Bike Trail Restroom opened in 2007, the first restroom built along the trail in 30 years. It was designed by Miro Ribera Architects of Austin. Lady Bird Lake is, in fact, a section of the Colorado River created when the Longhorn Dam, east of downtown, was completed in 1960. It was one of a series of dams constructed to control the area's devastating floods. Since then, the City Parks and Recreation Department and the nonprofit Trail Foundation have worked to transform the lakeshore into the premier park in Austin. The former First Lady played a key role in that beautification project. The Trail Foundation raised more than $130,000 for the new restroom. Like a half-buried line of riverbank pilings, it's made of thick, overlapping slabs of rusted Corten steel. They twist and meander in a 45-foot-long line. Gradually, they get taller, from 18 inches to 13 feet, where the line curves to enclose the restroom. Light and air flow through the gaps, but there's also privacy. Inside, there are heavy-duty stainless steel fixtures, durable and low maintenance. Outside, a stainless steel pole with multiple shower heads, a welcome respite for runners on humid days. The project's sculptural form provides a transition from the lakeshore to nearby residential towers. Architects Juan Miro and Miguel Ribera are runners with a passion for Lady Bird Lake. They and the rest of the design team donated their services for the project. This labor of love has won accolades in local, state, national, and international competitions and publications, making the Lady Bird Lake Hike and Bike Trail Restroom the most famous restroom in Austin.